This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Denny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
Now, the reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jake, and our sponsors today, the Texas Insider Fishing Report, the CCA Star Tournament, Boyd's One Stop, and the Belleville Meat Market. All right. Looking at weather this morning. Right now down on the island, it's 76 degrees and windy. Today, they're calling for windy conditions with thunderstorms this morning and mainly cloudy during the afternoon with a few lingering showers. And the storms may contain strong, gusty winds like the last round. And looking at a high of 79 with south-southeast winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with that rain chance predicted at 80%. For tonight, a few showers early with scattered thunderstorms. Overnight, low of 73, south-southeast winds 10 to 20. Rain chance tonight is 50%, and for tomorrow, they're throwing in another 50% chance of rain, scattered thunderstorms in the morning, and winds will be east-southeast 15 to 25 miles per hour. So we got weather again. All right, looking at tides for today, we're on four tides. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We'll have a low this morning at 5:23 a.m. It's an 0.2. Then we have a high at 1:56 p.m., a 1.5, and then a low at 8:16 p.m., a 1.1, and a high tonight at 11:12 p.m., 1.2. 6:36 a.m. is sunrise, 7:56 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase right now is 47%. We're right out of half moon, headed towards our next new moon. All right, current conditions, Galveston Channel. It's 76 degrees down there with 78-degree water, south winds at 11 to 20. And at Eagle Point, it's 79 degrees with 78-degree water, south-southeast winds 24 to 29 miles per hour. And Morgan's Point, it's 75 degrees with 77-degree water, southeast winds 17 to 24 miles per hour. And a real low barometer this morning, 29.70 inches and falling, so that's out ahead of these storms that are supposed to approach us from up north. And a lot of rain involved. Again, they say anywhere from 3 to 5 inches north of I-10. So we shall see. It's something we don't need any more of. They can go ahead and put a cork in it. All right, let's run over to the Golden Triangle area, and let's check in with Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake and see what he's up to this morning. See if he's going fishing in this. Good morning, Bill. What's up?
Well, I fished yesterday. I'm not going today.
Can't blame you.
I'm not that brave. You know, that I just had a chance to...
Brave or stupid?
Yeah.
Which one is it? Let's flip a coin.
What was that Forrest Gump said? Stupid is as stupid does.
Stupid does. That's it. What are you, stupid or something?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh, yeah. Well, I just had a little opportunity yesterday to take my wife to the eye doctor appointment yesterday morning and dropped the grandson off at school. And then we, I decided I would haul off and go fishing.
Did a little pop out, man.
Yeah, you know, just
popping out
by myself.
That ain't good. You don't need to be doing that.
I still can, though.
I know, but you don't need to be.
No, somebody needs to be in the boat paying me.
But, well, that's true, too.
I think that everybody's afraid of the fresh water. Matter of fact, I've had several of my customers call me and say, "Hey, man, what's going on? How you doing with all this flood water and all this kind of stuff?"
Waiting on the stack up.
after 20 trout and 8 reds And I just left the reds bite, and there were so many of them. I'm talking about big old slot reds, 25, 26 inches. They were, you know, that high water would make them go to the bank every time.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just the kind of thing that they do. And that, I mean, the water was kind of up in the parking lot there at the causeway.
I bet it was.
Yeah, I found trout at several places, and the water was basically as muddy enough to track a coon across it. But, you know, it's just, if you plan your stuff right, you can catch fish on lures in muddy water.
Yeah, you can.
So, yeah. We've talked
we'd,
about that.
We'd rather prefer clean, clear water, but hey, it's,
the
game's catching fish. You gotta adapt to it and take it as it is.
Shoot, I even found some birds working yesterday.
There ought to be, with all this fresh water coming down, there ought to be birds everywhere, you know, starting to work up as these fish get pushed south, you know.
And the
shrimp, everything else.
They were eating little tiny shrimp. I'm talking about 1-inchers.
Yeah, like little white shrimp coming out of the marsh or what?
I think that's what they were.
Yeah.
They were so small that I had difficulty trying to figure out what they were, but I believe they were white shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
And my eyes are not that good anymore. I have trouble even seeing birds working, but I found those fish in a place that I never expected to find birds working. But I located fish on reefs, and I mean, it was difficult because there was so much fresh water coming down in the channel and places like that. But all in all, there's plenty of fish to catch. I literally got tired of fooling with those redfish. My shoulders was tired trying to hook them and unhook them. And
oh, yeah.
I decided I'd keep three of them. They were just about 25, 26 inches, just perfect slots. And, I found them in three or four different places and probably could have found them in more, but they were stacked up right on the shoreline, just right there. I had one spot that I hooked seven or eight, lost a couple of them, pulled off.
Yeah.
And they hit a little John with a yellow tail. They hit a K Wiggler ball tail, and they hit a what do you call it? Sassy shad or whatever they call that thing.
Mm-hmm.
They hit everything. If you just you found them, and it was kind of odd because the trout were having trouble getting on the hook. I don't know how many of them I missed. And I maybe blame that on the visibility. Maybe the water was a little bit off color, you know. And it really, I could see down about 2 or 3 inches in that spot. But as I come in, I found several flocks of birds working. And I just didn't want to fool with them anymore. I had all I needed to eat, and I'd seen all I needed to see. Time to get out of there and go home, you know.
Yeah.
But if it had a yellow tail on it, they'd hit it. I mean, literally. If it had any kind of a yellow tail,
mm-hmm.
they'd bite it. Or solid yellow. Always a good color because it's real visible in dirty water. So I experimented with several different things. I had three rods rigged up on the deck. I got them to hit a hard bait, but they would not get stuck on it. They'd just slap at it. So that was as close as I come to a good hard bait bite this year. Right then. I think I could have caught them on top water too.
Right.
But I didn't have one at the time, and you know, too busy getting bites.
Yeah, I mean,
well, that was,
you're in the middle of fish, fun, catching them on certain lure. I mean, why switch?
Yeah, really. I love to experiment like that, but it, I would have had to dig into my lure boxes and, you know, stand on my head. But it was really nice yesterday. I had a pretty good southeast wind blowing, you know, blowing about probably 15, 18. Had lots of protection. You know, so it was, all in all, it was a good deal. But I had a lot of people calling me worrying about what's going to happen to the fishing.
Normal protocol for bookers. It's where they start panicking ahead of time.
So I just had to go and look and, you know, satisfy everybody's worries.
Right.
Yes, there are fish, and yes, we can catch them. And that's just how easy that is. It's a high water and floods sets things up, you know, to where you can really understand where the fish are. It's just a matter of experience. You've seen it.
No, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Fish and all the funnel points, all the same areas that were good 50 years ago in floods are still good today in floods. Pushes all the fish to the same pattern, same places. Nothing new to see there.
No. And there's a lot more fish out in the lake that are laying on the bottom that haven't come up, you know. I think they're probably out there just hungry and looking for something to eat. But maybe they're in a state of suspended animation or something.
Yeah.
I'm not real sure how that happens. But
well, you know, it just depends on how severe the flood is. Whether it, you know, covers the whole water column from top to bottom, and they'll just stay ahead of that where they still have salinity underneath. The bad thing about this, though, with these floods, this time of year is right at the height of spawning season. Here we come into May now. Where it's one of our, it's the first and the biggest spawn of the year. And here we go. If salinity, you don't have any salinity, they're not gonna spawn there. They're gonna have to move and go to salt water. If they, you know, if it's
within range
to where they could find it and where their eggs can be buoyant enough to, or they'll just squirt eggs on in fresh water that'll just go to the bottom. They won't be supported and they'll just go to waste.
That's true.
That's been the hardest thing for my fishery up where I'm at, while we're still just hung up with all these small fish, is we've missed so many age classes of reproduction due to floods for 9 years that we're paying the price for it now.
Yes, we are.
It's, man, if we just catch a break for two or three years where, you know, everything's kind of normal. And you get all these spawns off, but, you know, thank goodness, I guess, you know, the three fish limit, that'll save a lot of fish on the stack up areas where they're just not totally just obliterated, you know?
Yeah, maybe at least that.
Yeah.
I did catch several Texas keepers yesterday, you know, 15 and a half to 17.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if there are any eggs in those fish at all. I'm going to have to. These fish, I did catch a couple of tide runners yesterday way down the channel. And that was where I started. And I caught some pretty silvery-looking fish down there. Not many, but there were enough I could have stayed right there and kept hammering away and, you know, had my trolling motor locked on and just kept fishing the reef and fishing the reef and fishing the reef. I already had got one pulled off and two in the boat.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, I could stay right here for another 45 minutes and at least get a Texas limit, you know, good fish.
Gotcha.
But I'm not sure that those fish have any eggs yet. You know, a lot of times those fish up in the lake don't even develop their eggs till Last year it was around June before they.
Well, it may have something to do with the, you know, the fresh water. They're just don't, you know not to get ready and do it because they can't spawn in that stuff anyway. Let me knock this break out, Bill. Hang on a second. I'll be right back, man. You know, folks, if you want to know the latest and greatest in fishing, tune in to the Texas Insider Fishing Report. That's Thursday nights at 10:30 on Bally Sports Southwest, or you can find it on Space City Home Sports. And this show will give you a fresh fishing forecast before the weekend, so you can spend more time catching fish. And Texas Insider, they break down the state into six regions. They have three freshwater for bass and crappie enthusiasts, and three saltwater for the guys who want to catch trout and redfish inshore, and tuna, wahoo, and marlin offshore. So join Dave Farrell, Bree Gabrielle, and my good friend Captain Rick Murphy, and that way you can know what's hot and what's not before you plan your weekend fishing trip. Every Thursday night at 10:30, Friday mornings at 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Bally Sports Southwest or Space City Home Network. And you can check it out, and please do.
They were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back.
What's that? What's that? Shania Twain?
Shania. Yeah, it sounded like Shania Twain to me.
Yes,
Jake
it was.
To tell us. He played it. Jake said yes.
All right. Hadn't heard that one in a while. Okay, man. Well, you know, here we are back again, and maybe we can give the listeners something, a little tidbit of information that they could use to catch more fish.
Anything's helpful.
Well, I'll just say this. Anytime you got a bunch of fresh water coming, go to the shoreline, because and go in the backs of the bows, because if you got the situation is just right, it'll push salt water that's already in the lake back up into the backs of the bows, and you might find some nice trout and reds 5 miles away from the lake. Or the bay, whichever, and you just got to go back there and check that stuff out. And in this case, I found them in a shallow bay that was 3 foot deep, and I hadn't caught any fish in that little bay in years. But all of a sudden, there they were. And the only reason I found that is because I was going slow enough to see the birds working.
Yeah.
If you're going Mach 1 with your hair on fire, you won't see that stuff.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have seen that. Flew right past
small it. Small group turns, swirling around, and I got the light just right. Even with my old eyes like they are, I could see them white against those dark clouds, you know. And I'm like, oh, look at this. And sure enough, boy, I stayed in there for a little while. Come back later in the afternoon and worked on them some more. But a big booming high tide like that, we've had some big ones here lately. And strong enough to even overcome the freshwater flow that's going down the channel. Mm-hmm. We still had a pretty good tide yesterday coming in. So that saltwater mixing, any way you look at it, it might be dirty and filthy and ugly looking, and you think, well, shoot, there can't be any fish in here. But, oh, yes, they can. And then they might not show you anything. You might have to actually put your troll motor over and fish. Now, these fish, the trout that I caught yesterday, a lot of them I could have caught better if I'd have been waiting. Okay, because it was real difficult to slip up on. There was a lot of small ones in there, 10 to 12, 12 and a half inches, I had to wade through a bunch of those to get a good fish. But, you know, that's always happy to see those young ones coming up. But if you had been, you know, a good sneaky wader and not tried to move much, you could have slipped up on those fish a lot better than I was able to in the boat. But I was able to catch two or three before they would break. They were small pods of fish, you know, probably 8 or 10 fish in each little group. Mm-hmm. And I'd just key on where the birds were hitting and ease in there and circle around them and come in as quiet as I could. And I could usually catch two or three before they'd break and take off. But, you know, a wade fisherman could have stood there, because they kept cycling around in that same area. You could have stood there and stood your ground. And, you know, sometimes I miss doing that. But I'm too old to be tripping over crap in the water anymore. it's just not the right thing for me to do. Right. And there's a whole lot of stingrays, you know.
Yeah, there is. They have infiltrated the upper reaches of the bays and everything. They are in here.
Boy, I mean, tell you, they're over here, too.
Yeah.
We caught three here a while back. I had some guys brought them a cup of dead shrimp, and we caught everything from a blue cat to a stingray. Well, we caught three stingrays in three different areas that were several miles from each other. And I thought, wow, those things are everywhere in here. And catch that many in one little trip. Shoot. So, you know, shuffle your feet and try not to step on one. If you like to wade, don't get on them. But I think a tall man would have done better wading yesterday. You could have probably done real well. I think I would have been up to my chin. Oh, shoot. Yeah, that water was 3.5 to 4 foot deep. That's probably a little bit deeper than I'd want to wade. I'd be holding my arms up all the time. So that's just a matter of preference. If you like to fish that way, go at it. I've been everywhere and done everything, and I waited all my young life. And I watched people take off in those fine boats and go across the bay, and I thought, Lord, if you ever let me have one of those, I'm going to get out of this water. And he did, and I did. I got out of the water.
I got a text from Richard while ago, the guy I talked to after you on Thursdays, and he said it's been raining all night. He said a little over 10 inches and still raining.
Oh, my God.
Around Conroe. I'm looking at all that on radar. My goodness, it's just sitting there. Livingston's covered up. College Station, I mean, Conroe. And that's all supposed to come down to us later, you know, along the coast.
Yeah, it was raining.
We don't need any more rain in these watersheds, man. I mean, they did cut the river back a little bit, but Livingston's still 2 foot above pool, and they're pushing out 78,000 this morning. They were up to 98,000 for about 48 hours. My goodness.
Wow. Yeah, we don't need any more rain. We've had some road closures over west of Beaumont and Hardin County.
Right.
I mean, Village Creek is just running everywhere. I got 5 inches the other day. My rain gauge said 5 inches.
Right.
And that was just in a little while.
Oh, yeah.
So if it rains, you know, it rains like that all night long, you know, and it was raining up there and around Livingston and up that way at dark yesterday. And I guess it just kept on and on and on. Oh, good grief.
Yeah, it's a mess, man. I mean, that storm the other night at my house, I know I had 70-plus mile-an-hour winds, and I'd never personally heard a tornado, but I went out on a patio, and I could hear it. I mean, it's not like a freight train, but it's like an engine running. And that's when the winds really just picked up out of the southwest as it came over my house. It never touched down. It stayed up high, but the winds were unbelievable. And I went back in the house, and then I tried to go back out the patio door, slide it open, and there was such a vacuum on it, I couldn't open it with two hands. Couldn't slide it open.
There you go.
It was crazy.
It was there. It was right there in the dark.
It was close. It was close. I could hear it.
Oh, okay.
And then after it passed over, the winds went northeast at the same, about 60 or 70. And I'm going, yep, that's what that was. No doubt about it.
Yeah, they usually travel southwest to northeast.
Yeah. Pretty crazy, man. And then it got dead calm.
Yes. That's what happens afterward. Mm. If you've ever been through one, I've been through three. Actually, when Ike come through, we had three come through the backyard.
Wow.
And the last one caught my carport and just picked it up and threw it up on the roof, spun it around a few times, and then went 100 yards out in the woods. But all that big, heavy lumber, and took several sheets of roof metal with it. You know, my back carport deck at that time was wood. It was 2x8s and a big, heavy bunch of wood. And it just sucked it off the back of the house. That's how close we come to being destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
That's once you ever hear that, you won't ever get over it. It'll strike fear in your heart because you know
it'd be pretty nervous.
Yeah, it was right there with you in the dark.
I've I heard it sounds like a freight train, but it just sounded like a maybe a train engine running, you know. But it definitely had that energy engine sound run, you know. It was pretty scary, especially when that wind just all of a sudden, it was blowing like crazy anyway. But then when it picked up and it was just like Forrest Gump said, sideways rain, buddy. It was limbs flying everywhere. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah. At that point, you can't do anything but duck. And when they come at you in the night, it's terrifying.
Why do these storms always happen at night? Isn't it crazy?
It is.
You can't see anything.
Yeah. We went through one at over at Riverside in Orange, my uncle's house, and it actually come right across the street, and right in that Riverside community, and it flattened houses for probably half a mile through there, and they only had one fatality. A guy got crushed by his TV set.
Oh, wow.
Literally, there was a man and his wife, an older couple, that was sitting in their house watching TV, and after the tornado passed, they were still sitting on that couch, and the TV was gone, and the walls were gone, the roof was gone, and they were sitting on the couch. It didn't get them, but it took the whole house except the floor up on piers and just ripped the house off. Yeah, and took it, and Lord only knows where it all landed. And there they were, sitting there, still on that couch. I'll never forget that. It's just, that was an F4.
Boy, I'd hate to live through something like, I'd like to live through it, but boy, they're lucky they lived through it.
They were lucky. No debris hit them or anything.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Well, I'm sure that house just exploded.
Oh, yeah. It picked up my uncle's house.
Well, I know about the vacuum thing because I had it pulled on my house when you can't open a sliding door because of it.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary. That's when I got a little nervous.
It was right there on you, buddy.
Oh, I was up all night because just the static electricity and the lightning. I've never seen lightning like that all in Liberty County and Montgomery County north of me. And my dog she was going nuts. She just, and I couldn't sleep. I was up all night long. with her.
It doesn't matter that you're in a brick house or a frame house. If it hits you, it can take you apart. Just a pile of rubble. The pictures we've seen the next day on Facebook and on TV, it was unbelievable. One of those big tornadoes would get on the ground and just run down through a neighborhood and just nothing but rubble. Piles of rubble all the way down that street. Yeah.
Well, we don't want any of that.
No, it makes me want to build a storm cellar, but around here we'd be in the water if we.
Well, true. That's it.
You'd have to pump it out before you could get in it.
I'm telling you. Have a constant running pump. All right, Bill. Well, hey, buddy, if somebody wants to come over and fish with you and get on those fish ahead of that fresh water, and you can show them how to do it in dirty water, how they get a hold of you, man.
409-673-9211.
All right. Well, watch these storms this morning. They claim they're supposed to come, you know, come down to the coast, but right now they're just sitting up there.
I'm going to sit here.
Real slow.
Sit here at the house and be real quiet.
You got it, brother. Bill, have a good day. I'll talk to you Saturday, man. Take care.
All right.
That's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. And I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the 35th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament. That's going to start up this month on Memorial Day weekend. It'll run all summer long through Labor Day weekend. And it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up today. Take advantage of over $1 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions with all the tagged redfish stocked and released in Texas waters before the tournament. That'll give you a lot of those to fish for, not to mention other species to fish for like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. And you can offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Just go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by other great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star, Hall Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers, to name a few. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222, and get signed up today.
Summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:39 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Conroe and check in on the fish dude this morning. See if he's swimming yet. You swimming yet?
You know it, brother. You know it. I mean, good night. I tell you
that rain's been on y'all all night long up there.
It has. It got a little over 6 inches before midnight, and it's approaching 5 since midnight. So,
Oh my gosh!
I know we're working on 11 inches. So, they think that West Fork or East Fork of the San Jacinto is flooded now. It's fixing to get that way. I guarantee you, because it's sometime today they'll be closing the lake again, you know, for the second time this week. So
yeah, I bet Tommy Alexander's not liking that because he's got that top 30 or whatever this weekend.
Yeah,
that
ain't gonna happen.
It doesn't look like it.
It isn't, I guarantee you, because it's I was checking the lake level a while ago. It's at 201.87, which is, you know, it's a foot lower than what they closed it at the other day. So because it was at 202.80-something whenever they closed it the first part of the week. You know, it only stayed closed for a little over 24 hours, but, you know, they shut it down. And after this, because we have eight inches of rain or 6.5 inches of rain earlier in the week, and it brought it up. So
boy, we didn't need this behind that, buddy. Everything's saturated. There's nothing going to saturate. It's all running off.
Every bit of it, I promise you, and it's all running straight in, so it's gonna come on up real quick. And that's, you know, sometime today it'll be coming up, and I'm quite positive this afternoon they're gonna be shutting it down. So
Well, so Livingston, you know, I'm still getting the yesterday's forecast. It was 78,000 cubic feet per second. They had dropped it down from 98, but the lake's still 2 foot above pool. But it's been sitting on top of Livingston all night, too.
I mean, yep,
right
yep.
next door to you.
Exactly. So, I mean,
that's not good, man.
No, it's coming your way for sure. I mean, you're going to get it from both directions, right? No
doubt. Ray Stanley texted me. He said at Lake Houston, it's there's 2.01 over the spillway right now.
Yeah.
And the East Fork water is not even quite there yet to where he's at. And,
no, I'll tell you what, it's coming, though. I promise you, it is coming. Because it's, like I say, it's been going all dang night, and it hadn't slacked up hardly at all. I mean, there's a little break in it right now, but for the most part of the night, it's been raining pretty dang hard. And
yeah, at least we got to go be fish in the parking lot.
I guarantee you, they're gonna be hollering for relief. I promise you, there ain't no doubt.
But Lord have mercy.
I know. It's like yesterday. At least we got a little bass trip in and caught some fish yesterday.
No big ones, but you caught a lot of nice fish.
Yeah, I mean that was fun just getting out
That's
there,
fun.
You know.
Heck yeah.
And then I got everybody commenting, isn't the lake closed? No, they opened it they opened it at 4:30 in the afternoon day before yesterday, and then yesterday we slipped us in a trip and then this morning, you can probably get out there if you wanted to battle the rain, because it's going to be raining. But then, I can promise you this afternoon before dark, it'll be shut down because it's coming up. And I noticed the release they were doing a while ago. They shut the release down on Conroe quite a bit because it was over like 15, 20,000, something like that earlier. Mm-hmm. And then now it's down to like 9,000. So. But it's coming. It's going to open back up, I promise you. When that sun gets up and everybody gets in the office down there at the dam, they're going to be cracking them gates open and watching that level pretty hard and heavy, because it's, like I say, this stuff up here in Huntsville is coming that way. You know, most of it's hitting north of the lake, and that it usually takes a couple of hours for it to get there. But when
That's
it starts
right
getting
the water
there,
shed, though.
Yes, sir. I promise you. Where I'm at the house, I know. Where I'm at here at the house, I sit right at the headwaters of the lake. So it's I got the San Jacinto River to the west of me about a half a mile, and I got all these little creeks like McGarry Creek and stuff like that right behind my house, and that's they all feed that the Lake Conroe. So it's coming, you know, there ain't no doubt. So I'm pretty confident I won't be fishing for the rest of the weekend. That kind of hurts, but you know, cause I got trips every dang day, and it's, you know, great weather for it other than this dang rain. And especially with the way them dang old catfish have been doing, Ira's been trying to do pretty good. It's just some days they bite, some days they don't, but yeah, for the most part, they've been doing pretty decent. But them dang catfish, like you've seen it. They've been going nuts. I mean, you can't help but catch them rascals. Them knuckleheads have been biting like crazy. So
yeah,
it's just one of them things. It is what it is. So like day before yesterday, I was out there since the lake was closed, just doing all kinds of maintenance on the boats, you know. So changing all the motors and working on trolling motors and updating depth finders and all kinds of different stuff. So I think I got one more depth finder to update, and then I'm good to go. So
updating.
Yeah, you get that, you know, you got all the like Lowrance stuff, you get the, every so often they have software updates, you know, especially when you're using the active target where, you know, your forward facing sonar, they're constantly updating stuff. So you just get around the internet and power it up, and it tells you which updates you need.
Really?
That's cool. Yep, that is. So, I mean, I'm sitting right here at the house. I can just cut the unit on, and it tells me I need X update, and I cut that rascal on, and just through the Wi-Fi, get it going and download the latest updates. And a lot of times, some people complain about them because it's just like your phone, you know. You get your phone updated every so often, and occasionally it creates glitches. Other times it helps things out. But for the most part, you know, my units, whenever on the forward facing sonar, it's always improvements. So as I do these updates, I start seeing slight differences where I'm able to distinguish a fish a little bit better than I could before, or something a little bit different is happening with the update. So, you know, that's why you want to stay on top of those updates when you get the opportunity to, anyway. And it's, you know, not every unit does it, but I know Lowrance units do. And that's one of the main things. Just stay on top of those updates, and your units will stay in pretty good shape. Because I know I used to have, good night. What was it? It's the Gen 3 units, the HDS Gen 3 units. And the Gen 2s I love. The Gen 3s I absolutely hate. They glitched all the time.
See, that's what I still got all the Gen 2 stuff, man. I'm just...
Yeah. But the Gen 3s, if you updated them, they would quit glitching. And that's the thing. I never did update them, because with those, you had to go through. You had to use right now I'm running the live units. And with the Gen 2s and 3s, you had to use the SD card on them for the most part to download your updates. And that's the thing. So you get you a little chip and plug it into your computer at the house and download the latest updates, plug it into your depth finder and power it up, and that rascal, it'll upload your latest updates and stuff like that. And like I say, some of them helped them out. Some of them, you kind of made them glitch a little bit more, but for the most part, they all helped out. And it's, you know, it's just one of those things. It's, you know, necessary evil at times, especially with the, like I say, with the active target where you're using all your forward facing stuff. You gotta stay on top of it a little bit, because there's some really good updates on there at times. I mean, it helps your clarity on your unit and everything. But I'm just ready to get back out on the water, and it don't look like nothing's going to happen today. So
no,
I'll just be working.
You're landlocked right now, brother.
Yeah, I guarantee you, I'm going to be swimming out there to just get to the barn.
Well, telling you, it's not looking good. Well, hey, if somebody wants to get with you when you do get back on the water, they want to get a trip in with you and go catch some fish, how they get a hold of you, Richard?
Make anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com, or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. You got my number. Keep me updated. Shoot me a text. Let me know you're still on dry ground, brother.
We'll do it. Y'all stay dry.
Thanks, Richard. You too, buddy. Right. See ya. All right, that's Fish Dude up on Lake Conroe. Now let's go to Matagorda, check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Good morning, Charlie P. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Mickey. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, brother. What's up with you?
Well, waiting for some better weather, like everybody else.
Yeah, I know it, man. It's crazy.
I mean,
crazy.
The whole year's been like this. You got 1 or 2, 3 days a week that, you know, you got some fishable weather, and then you're fighting something, wind, rain, something.
I said it wouldn't be easy.
No. I think they were right.
Yeah, buddy.
I think they were right, man. You know, all that rain and stuff that y'all got last weekend kind of missed us.
Yeah, it, you know, that lower tail end of it, it built up kind of between you and us and then, you know, came this way. But, yeah, I was thinking y'all might get some rain. Even, you know, it's unbelievable how out west of part of Texas it's so dry. They can't get any of this good rainfall. They could use several of these events and fill those lakes back up. It's just crazy how things work, man.
Yeah. I didn't even get much rain in Sugar Land out of that deal.
I know. It was just all kind of east of town. My gauge overflowed, so I don't know what I had total, you know, right on the money, but I know I got 6 inches or better. And some really high winds, my goodness, and lightning like I've never seen. Just unbelievable.
And then it goes all right over to Louisiana, and they're always getting hit the hardest, too. You know, in Bill's area from there to Louisiana, it just... Golly, it's been that for several years like that.
Yeah, a friend of the show and a friend of mine, old Joey in Buffalo, he just texted me. He said he's in Buffalo, and it started raining at 7:30 last night, and he said it's been raining heavily all night long, and he said it's pouring right now. Man, wow. Oh, man. Crazy.
Yeah. You know, all those years, Trinity Bay was big and beautiful, and man, you guys keep getting hammered.
This is 9 years straight, buddy.
Mm. Hell, y'all going to end up having Bassmaster tournaments over there. You're going to have bass probably all over Trinity.
Man,
buddy.
I wish they'd have finished that saltwater barrier now.
Yeah.
You know, we were all fighting against that because we couldn't get any freshwater influx into the bay that we needed for the fishery. Boy, we could use it now.
I'm telling you.
My gosh.
Well, there ain't much going on over here. Just the drum were catching hell. That's about it. Even
them drum catching hell everywhere. They just, man, they're going to have to drop the limit on them for too long to three.
Yeah. I mean, you have to hunt to find a few redfish over here, too. They're not.
Right.
They're not on every street corner like they should be. So, I don't know. It's just a different year. But I didn't fish yesterday. I had to take my boat over to Aransas Pass to get it serviced, and supposed to fish the next 3 days. We'll see what happens.
We shall see.
Yeah, we shall see.
Well, we lost the heartbreaker last night.
Yeah, I don't get it down here in Matagorda. What happened?
Well, we lost in the ninth inning. We had a shot at it, and beautiful line drive to left center field, and Caratini was on second, and was he figured it was going to drop in, and well, he got doubled off in that end of the game. That would have tied it back up 3-3, so we didn't get a walk off.
Well, have they made any roster changes yet, or?
Well, Brayu, he went to Florida. He's trying to revamp himself, and my hat's off to him for doing that. He didn't have to do it because he's been a player so long.
Yeah,
he could, but he's trying to improve his swing, get back into things. And your buddy Singleton, he had a big homer night before last, and had another hit last night. So hey.
So they got him on first, huh?
Yeah, for now. And that rookie they brought up from the minors, Joey Loperfido, he's a real deal, man. He made an unbelievable assist play last night. He took a hot shot off the wall in left field and one hand grabbed it and threw the guy out at second trying to stretch it into a double. Pretty impressive. And he got another hit last night, so things are looking up.
They ought to put him on first base.
Well,
let him go.
He's pretty darn good in the outfield. I don't know. I don't know what we can do.
Well, hopefully they'll turn things around.
Well, we did win three in a row, so that's a start.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
that's
it
more
is
than
for this year, for us this year, three in a row. That's a winning streak. Yeah. But we just started another losing streak. We lost. And we're playing a really good team. I mean, and we hit the ball on the screws like crazy last night. There were so many hard shots off the bat that just didn't find the holes. I mean, they just went right to players.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, that's the way it is. That's baseball.
That's it.
Still fun to watch. Gives me something to do. It's better than watching the news. I'm so sick of all this junk.
I'm telling you.
It's terrible.
That's bad news is what I call it.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of when we were young back in the 60s with all the college protests. You remember all them over the Vietnam War. So history repeats itself.
Yep. Anyway, things will get better.
Well, hope history will repeat itself on the fishing. We can get her back like we had it. All right, Charlie P., somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing with you, man. Give them a number so they can get a hold of you.
call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, brother. Well, we'll watch this weather, see what happens with this rain event. We'll see you, man.
Take care, Mickey.
Take care, Charlie. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.